Well, welcome to Local Matters. We are talking today to Ms. Carol Teeters from Allgood Elementary School, the librarian at Allgood Elementary. But we've got some exciting things to talk about in terms of environmental science and recycling and things like that. Carol, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
We are just delighted that you could take some time to join us and get away from the hustle and bustle of 9-year-olds and 8-year-olds and all the excitement there. Well, tell us a little bit about your background. Just tell folks about where you came from and how you got here.
Okay. Originally, I'm from Martin, Tennessee. My father worked for TVA, and so he transferred to Watts Bar Nuclear, and I ended up in Crossville. And from there, came to school at Tennessee Tech.
Yeah, go Tech.
And go Tech, wings up, and was privileged to get a job here in town and be able to stay. So that's how I ended up in Cookeville.
And how long have you been at Allgood Elementary?
This is my 17th year at Allgood Elementary.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. Well, it's a great school. I've got grandchildren there, and it's fun to get out there occasionally and feel the excitement that goes on in places like that.
Good's a great place to be.
Well, Allgood Elementary was recognized this fall for some rather groundbreaking work on recycling, and you even got to be recognized at a UT football game.
Yes.
We'll talk about that, but tell us a little bit about the Environmental Recycling Award and what happened at Allgood to do that.
Okay. This was the Eastman Good Sports Award or grant, and it is sponsored by Eastman there in Kingsport, and one of the other sponsors is Food City. And so they recognize 10 schools each year. This is the 25th year that they've been doing that program. And so each year, 10 schools are recognized, and we were fortunate to be the school chosen as the best new program this year. And so a couple of years ago, we started some recycling efforts at Allgood. When the school was built and we moved in, obviously, it's a very energy-efficient school. There's plenty of windows. The lighting is environmentally friendly. The temperature, the heat and air settings and so forth, all of that is very, very environmentally friendly. And so when we started working on the playground, we chose to use the recycled tires instead of mulch on the playground. And from there, we realized that we're doing some environmentally friendly things, and we need to continue on in that vein. So we moved on. We started partnering with City of Cookeville, and we're recycling cardboard and paper through Cookeville Waste Management. And then the children started wanting to use water bottles at school, and we noticed pretty quickly they would bring a plastic water bottle, drink it, and throw it away. So we said, you know, guys, stop that. Let's bring something that you can use every day. It's refillable, and we're not throwing things away in the trash can. We're really good about any time there's paper, too many copies that come through the copier, rather than throwing those away. It's, okay, guys, just flip that over, and let's use that for our scrap paper, for drawing, for art, whatever we happen to have. So a lot of things that we do at Allgood, you know, we realized were environmentally friendly and that we wanted to continue on. So a couple of years ago, we started the Trex program, which is a composite plastic, and they use recycled grocery bags. And so we partnered with that company to take in the grocery bags, the plastic film, bread bags, dry cleaning bags, anything like that. And we take that in once a month. We weigh it. And if you register with the Trex company, there is an award that you can get for that. And basically, it would be a bench made of the composite material.
Neat.
If you're one of the top schools in the area, We haven't reached that yet, but we're getting there.
That's going to be a goal.
Yes. I believe last year we recycled a little over 500 pounds of plastic film, which is a lot of grocery bags.
That's a lot of grocery bags. You're right. Well, this is Local Matters. We are talking to Carol Teeters, the librarian at Allgood Elementary School, and one of the champions of the environmental recycling program going on there. Carol, how do you get the kids involved? How I know I've seen firsthand some of the excitement when they come home and talk about things like that, but how do you involve the children?
Well, as I was talking earlier about the plastic bags, we'll take those plastic bags and the big thing, you can incorporate that into a math lesson. We would put all the plastic bags into a big trash bag and we'd say, all right, how much do you estimate that this weighs? So we've got some estimation skills there. And then comes the problem of how do you actually weigh a huge leaf bag of plastic bags? Because if you put it on a small scale, it really doesn't register. So there was a lot of problem solving in figuring out how to weigh those. And so one of our kids finally came up with, if I get on the scale and I weigh 50 pounds, and then I pick up the bag and get on the scale, and I weigh 65 pounds. The bag must weigh 15 pounds.
There's a budding scientist there.
So it was nice to see that thought process come through. And then it becomes kind of a goal as how much can we recycle? How much does this bag weigh? And so that's a lot of fun to watch the kids enjoy that part of it.
So why do you think it's important to engage them at an early age in elementary school?
Well, I think for certainly the habits that you build in elementary school at a young age are the habits that will stay with you through a lifetime. So if we get kids recycling at an early age, or at least thinking about conservation and not wasting our resources, reusing things that you can, repairing things that can be repaired rather than throwing them out and buying something new. If we get them thinking along those lines, then hopefully that's a lifelong habit developing right there.
Yeah, I think it's really neat to see them generate their own ideas then about they get an idea at school and then they go home and all of a sudden they see an application at home that can work with recycling.
Well, I had a group of children that came to me and said, Miss Teeters, can we do a book swap or a book sale? If we all bring our books that we don't read anymore, can we swap them with our friends or can we sell them and donate the money to some local charity? So, which to me was fantastic.
Absolutely.
That they were thinking along those lines being charitable and giving.
That's great. That's great that they come up with ideas like that. Well, you got to go to a UT game, and not only to go to it, but to be honored on the field. Tell us about that experience.
That was really exciting. We went to Knoxville. We showed up about 11 o'clock Saturday before a 4 o'clock game. And we were taken by a very nice charter bus to the Vol Network Studios, where Bob Kessler met the awardees and presented each of us with our trophy and our check. We got to tour the Vol Network Studios, the practice facility for the Vols. That was pretty exciting. And then we were taken over to Vol City prior to the ball game for the tailgate with Eastman. And so we enjoyed a lot of benefits from that. It was very nice. Phil Fulmer came by and greeted everyone. Holly Warlick came by and greeted everyone. And it was just really a lovely experience. Following that, we walked over to Neyland Stadium and were able to go through the tunnel, stand on the sidelines for the first quarter of the game. Uh-huh. And then between the first and second quarters, they called us out on the field, announced everyone's school, put us on the big screen. It was quite an experience, once in a lifetime, really.
That's one you'll remember for a long time. There's no question. Well, this is Local Matters. We are talking to Carol Teeters. So, Carol, that great experience of being on the field at UT, the hoopla and celebration is one thing, but you also got to interact with some other schools that were doing other things and to interact with the companies that sponsored it. Yes. So what did you take away? What did you bring back to All Good Elementary from that experience?
Okay. Well, you know, in talking with the Eastman Conservation Officer, they talked about how the program, the Good Sports Program, actually got started. And apparently 25, 26 years ago, an Eastman employee, who I will assume must have been higher up in the company, was at a UT game. And I'm assuming things may not have been going well for UT that day because he was hit in the head with a cup.
Oh.
And so it was a styrofoam cup. And he looked around at the stadium and thought, you know, there's 90,000 people here. We should really be recycling these things instead of throwing it all on the ground. And so an idea was born right there, and he went back to Eastman, and Eastman began partnering with UT slowly at first, but over the last 25 years, that program has built to the point that UT has the largest stadium recycling program in the United States. And after every home game, they recycle or compost 11 tons of material.
Wow.
After every single home game.
Wow.
And I was just amazed by that. And I thought, well, there's no reason. They started small. You know, in Cookeville, we'll never, you know, reach 11 tons.
Right.
Nor should we. But, you know, we can start small with our efforts like that at the middle school football games, at
right.
the high school, even at Tennessee Tech.
Absolutely.
That could move to Tennessee Tech as well. And so, you know, that sort of got my mind rolling about a few different things. And then in talking to some of the representatives from the other schools, there are other programs that are out there where I talked about recycling plastic film. There are other programs to recycle plastic bottles, aluminum, you know, lots of other opportunities abound out there. So we're looking into a lot of those right now.
Yeah, there are plenty of opportunities to help our environment, and I'm delighted that All Good Elementary is taking some steps in that direction. That's great leadership. This is Local Matters, and we will be right back. Well, welcome back to Local Matters. We are talking to Carol Teeters, an award-winning teacher at All Good Elementary School. Got to walk on the field at the University of Tennessee football game, and All Good was recognized for their great leadership in environmental recycling. And Carol, we want to continue to talk a little bit about that. You've had some great work in environmental literacy in the sense of getting students to think about those kinds of things and get comfortable with the vocabularies associated with the environment. But you work as a librarian with literacy every day. How is early childhood literacy? Why is it so important here in the Upper Cumberland?
Well, you know, there's always all the taglines, readers are leaders. You can't get anywhere in life without being able to read and without being a good reader, really, a critical reader, a thinking reader. And so those foundational skills can never be underestimated for our students.
And I know you can read things like Dr. Seuss, and there's some great messages in a Dr. Seuss book. Mm-hmm. But there also are important books they can read about the environment and about other things that you're teaching them in other classes out there, too.
Absolutely. Well, when you talk about Dr. Seuss, certainly, you know, in environmental studies, the Lorax is the book that comes to mind.
Yeah.
That teaches the importance of conservation of resources. So.
Well, and when you read Dr. Seuss and you think, you're talking to an 8-year-old, and the places they'll go and the people they'll see, they don't have any idea. We don't have any idea
right.
where life is going to take them. So
absolutely.
Teaching them environmentally sensitive things at this age is,
yes.
is really, really important to them. Well, parents play an important role in literacy and in their child's early development. So talk about how a parent can help you as a teacher, you as a librarian, help that child?
The most important thing in my mind that any parent can ever do for their child is to model reading. Let your child see you reading, whether it's a newspaper, a magazine, a book, on your Kindle, on your iPad, you know, the traditional paper book, whatever it might be. Let your child see you reading and read with your child. There's just no more important thing that anyone can ever do for their child than to provide them with books and provide them with a good role model.
Well, it's just amazing to watch a child pick up on what the parent is doing. If they are reading, that child may well pick up a book or come sit down and say, "Daddy, read to me," or "Mommy, read to me." So it is important, and we don't want to underplay the role the parent still has in early childhood education. Well, at this time of the year, we're getting into the fall and even beginning to anticipate the Christmas season. Kids are excited. They're excited all the times. But what kind of things are exciting them at this point at All Good?
Well, right now in the library, we've been reading a great book by Lois Ehlert called Leaf Man. And I guess you could say it was some conservation as well. She uses leaves in this book to make all of her illustrations. So we've gone out, we've gotten some leaves, and we have created our own illustrations and artwork based on that. And the kids have really enjoyed that. It's something a little different. In the elementary schools, sadly, we don't have art teachers. That's just not funded in the elementary
right.
schools. And so it falls to the classroom teacher, to the librarian, to, you know, other interested parties to maybe provide some art activities. So anytime you can do that with the kids, they get really excited to do that rather than typical standards-based things or testing, anything that's a little out of the norm.
Yeah, I could see them getting excited about leaves in the fall. Well, this is Local Matters. We're talking to Carol Teeters from All Good Elementary School. And we've been talking about the environmental award that AES recently received. A grant comes with that award, if I understand it. Is there some financial incentives?
Yes, we did receive $1,500 from that program. The use of it is to be determined. Our administration will make that decision, and they make excellent decisions on how to spend that money. So I'm sure we'll see something great.
I'm sure something great will come of it, and I imagine you could think of 1,000 things that they could do to make the school better and to further the environmental kinds of issues. Well, some schools, when they move into the environmental things or into initiatives, they create mottos and themes and things associated with that. Has All Good done that?
Well, our principal came up with one, a tagline she likes to use, that is, all waste is viewed as a recycling opportunity, and with recycling, you get do-overs.
How about that?
Yes. So kids always like a do-over.
Yeah, do-overs are sort of neat. Well, talk about visitors to campus. I know it in a little sense, it's a sensitive topic, and there's more security than there used to be. But it's still important for parents and business leaders and others to come in and visit, even at the elementary school, isn't it?
Oh, I think it's incredibly important at the elementary school. We still very much encourage parents to come in and volunteer, parents to come in and have lunch, grandparents to come in and have lunch. We have guest speakers that come in frequently. Just recently for Veterans Day, we had several veterans that came in and spoke to the children in the days leading up to that and yesterday for Veterans Day. And those opportunities, even though we do have to be really security conscious, and we are, those opportunities are still there. We just have to do a little bit more preparation and have maybe a little more advance notice.
It takes a little bit more time to get ready, but it's important that those role models be out there in the classrooms and just being there as a friend to the students. Well, you've been in the teaching profession for quite a while now, and when you think back to your time at Tennessee Tech or your time in early in that career, what advice would you give to someone who's considering becoming a teacher or in the early stages of their career in teaching?
I would say make sure that it's truly your calling, that you feel that that is what you were meant to do. And if you follow that, you'll never go wrong. Teaching is a calling anymore. And to make sure that you're there for the right reasons, that you love the kids, and that you explore all the opportunities that are out there for teachers. And there are a lot of opportunities, and there's a lot of creativity, there's a lot of outlets for that. And just to take advantage of every opportunity that comes your way.
Well, that's great advice. This is Local Matters, and we are talking to Carol Teeters from All Good Elementary School. Carol, from your perspective, what kind of challenges do the kids face today? What things come to mind that a kindergarten child might face, or someone later in the school might face?
You know, I think today, I've been teaching for 27 years, and I've certainly watched a change. And to me, for some kids, the biggest challenge seems to be just maybe family situations, because family situations are certainly changing, and they may not be in the same home every single night. And so they have different rules in different homes, and they experience different levels of assistance with schoolwork in different homes. And that truly is a challenge for our kids. They're doing well. They're doing great with it, but it can be challenging.
And I think it, in some senses, regardless of their background, every child faces some developmental challenges during that time. But it has to be especially difficult when children are from a family that is split in some way or another. So everything we can do to support them and help them, we certainly want to do that, and we celebrate those parents that are trying to help them do great things. So what are some of the other kinds of recycling that students might get into at All Good?
Okay. There are opportunities to recycle crayons. Crayons do cool. not break down because of the wax content, and so there are companies that will take crayons and melt them down and recycle them. So we're working towards that. And then our music teacher, she is very creative, and she will take buckets and bottles and other things, and she can have the kids turn those into instruments. And the kids really enjoy that as well.
I'll bet that would be creative on their part and a pretty neat thing, too.
Absolutely. Anything that can make some noise.
They like noise.
They love the noise.
Yeah, we have a group at our church of that age called Boom Whackers, and they just make noise with things that they beat.
She has some Boom Whackers at school, and they enjoy those.
Well, we have been talking to Carol Teeters from All Good Elementary School. It's the Braves, right?
Yes, sir.
Isn't the mascot the Braves?
They are the Braves.
Yeah, and Braves are ready. I remember that part of the school motto.
Yes. We are responsible, respectful, and ready.
All right. And certainly the environmental award that you have received this year shows how you're trying to create even more of a sense of responsibility on their parts. And we congratulate you for that award, and thank you for the great work you're doing at All Good Elementary.
Thank you so much.
It's been great having you on the program today.
I appreciate it. Enjoyed being here.
Well, good talking to you, Carol.